Lexi. Lexi.
Huh? What?
You fell asleep again.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to fall asleep. I was just so tired.
Ooh, baby. Glad to see you're okay. Welcome back to the real world. That must have been quite the dream you were having.
I think I had one of those dreams. Again.
Oh, you were having one of those dreams again. I'm sorry to hear that, baby. Don't worry. I'm here, and you're still Lexi. I know they're hard to forget, but those days are behind you. Now, you're living a wonderful life here with me.
Daddy, it was so awful. Can you do that special thing? You know, the one we used to do.
Oh, you need me to do that thing I used to have to do? It's been such a long time since then, and you've come so far. But I guess you already know I'll do anything for my baby girl. Okay, close your eyes again. Lay back. Put your head on my chest. There you go. Get comfortable. Feel as my hand slowly caresses your cheek. Feel me twirl my fingers through your gorgeous, long hair. Focus on the warmth of my hands as I slowly tease your inner thigh.
You make me feel incredible.
That's it. Good girl. You're a natural. It's just like riding a bike. Remember when we had to use every trick in the book to lead you lower and lower into trance? Heh, you were so resistant. But I guess you were a different person back then. I love to see you smile. Your gorgeous, painted lips. They're getting more succulent with each injection. You really have become the perfect woman for me. Not like we both didn't have to work for it, right? You were nothing like you are now back when we met. You told me your dream, and I have to admit, I was skeptical you could do it. All those features that made you look like someone you didn't want to be. Someone I didn't think would ever become the epitome of my desire. But look at you now. And it all started right here, in this same kind of trance. And as I saw you try harder and harder, as I saw you put in the work and effort, it made me want to try just as hard. After all, who wouldn't share your dream? Your perfect woman. That was the title of that Reddit post, remember? You put up an advertisement for the world to see that you wanted some guy to mold you into the woman of his dreams. That took guts. Not every man could renounce his masculinity like that. Not every man has that kind of courage. But then, you were never really a man, were you? No, you were always going to be my little Lexi. It's just that neither of us knew it. Yet, somehow, all along, the perfect woman for me really was hiding inside that head of yours. She just needed the space and time to come out, to play. And play we did. You remember the first time I had you here on my couch? You were so nervous. Heck, I didn't even think you were going to be my type. We tried for like 3 hours to get you to go into trance. I thought it couldn't be done. I thought you were going to be too difficult. But then, you had that wonderful idea. "Let's just get me a little tipsy," you said. And not having any luck with anything else, I happily obliged. Oh boy. You had like 6 drinks. So much for a little tipsy. But sure enough, it worked. That night we had the most open discussion I've ever had. You told me that for your whole life, you felt like you just wanted to belong to someone. You wanted to be someone's thing, someone's toy. But you told me that you'd never actually tried much, because on the inside, you were just a scared little girl. Sure, you had some fun here and there, but you never committed to the whole being a woman thing. But after things with your girl didn't work out, this time you were ready to take your whole life in a new direction. You were ready to be someone else and take your happiness into your own hands. Or at least put your happiness in my hands. Not like it was the first time I've ever had a drunk sissy on my couch. But you were serious. So I took you seriously. It was a little uncomfortable for both of us at first. You didn't exactly come to me looking like the woman of my dreams. But you were serious. And me, I was exactly your type. You told me you wanted a man who was a little older than you. You wanted a man who knew what he wanted and how to get it, or take it. And take it I did. That next time you came over, we didn't even do much. We just got you a little tipsy again, and we fantasized together. You pulled out your phone, and I pulled out mine, and we both looked for the women we found most attractive. God, I took so many notes. I never really paid much attention to the way women dressed. Sure, I knew what I thought was hot, and I knew what I liked, but when you have to design your dream woman, it's really a different experience. Do I want a big titty goth girlfriend who looked as wild on the outside as she was on the inside? Do I want a Stepford wife? The kind of woman who greets me at the door when I get home with a beer in her hand, wearing an apron? Or do I want a total pink bimbo slut? A real Pamela Anderson, but with even fewer brain cells. Choices, choices, And you, what kind of woman did you always want to be? I loved that. In truth, you didn't really care. Of course, you had an idea or two, but what's amazing about you is that your desire in the deepest recesses of your bones. You just want to be wanted. You just want to be whatever it is that turns me on. God, you do turn me on so much. Can you feel that? Just thinking about you, your motivations, your desire to be my obedient pet, my good girl. It gets me rock hard. You like that, don't you? You always have. And now you get it whenever you want it. Or whenever I want it, I take it. We're like two symbiotes. You can't get enough of me, and I can't get enough of you. Do you think when we're old, we'll still want each other so much? Who am I kidding? Of course we will. I built you to be my perfect woman. My little Lexi. And what's really crazy is, as I get older, somehow, some way, I'll turn you on even more. I couldn't ask for a better woman, a better cum dumpster, a better sissy, a better wife. And look who you turned into. We could have planned for a million more days, but we both just got this vision, you know? As I took you deeper and deeper into trance, Lexi just kind of emerged, like she was in there all along. I think now I'm more convinced than ever. You were always her. You just needed me to draw her out, to force her out. And she definitely came out. Yeah, you were a little shy at first. Like, remember your in-between phase? Where, to all of your work colleagues, to all of your friends, to everyone in your family, you were the same man you had always been. But to me, oh boy, I could just see that you were happier as your true self. I could see that you wanted to be that woman you became as soon as you finished up dolling yourself up in my bathroom. So, I did what any man would do in my situation. Yeah, we talked about the right time, but it was never going to be the right time, you know? I saw the woman I would come to love and adore sitting right beneath the surface, and I took matters into my own hands. Jesus, you were so mad at me. You didn't text me back or reply to my calls for like 3 weeks. Huh. But that video sure did the trick. As soon as everyone in your life knew the kind of person you really wanted to be, as soon as they could see you like I see you, all of your little reasons for holding back, all of your inhibitions, they were just dust in the wind. And that fateful night when I finally became the man I am today, the man of your dreams. Wow, I can't believe I had the guts. I can't believe I had the courage. Every muscle, every bone in my body wanted to resist doing what I did next. I'm a nice guy. I never dreamed in a million years that I would do something like that. But somehow, I just knew you needed it. That if I just took you, if I just made you see, if I had the strength and courage to be the man I've always known I was, I'd get what I want. I'd make my dreams come true. I'd make your dreams come true. So I did it. Yeah, you were scared. But when we look back on it now, I love that we're so happy that I knocked on your door, and when you cracked it open to see what I wanted, I just came in. That backpack was heavy. You knew what was in there. We practiced before. You knew I had come with a backpack full of rope. You knew I came with the chains. You knew I came with your collar, your cage. You knew I came to claim what was rightfully mine. My sweet little Lexi. The way you resisted and got angry when I refused to call you by your dead name. But I had to get through to you. So, I did what we practiced. I forced myself on you. And of course, it was easy. You were never a man like me. You're my sweet baby girl. You're my slut. You're my bitch. And it didn't take long for you to remember your place. Wow. What an incredible night. I must have come like 5 times. Yeah. You sure tried to resist, but that's when your training kicked in. I knew as well as you did that you have an addiction to my seed. The taste, the smell, the warm feeling against your skin. Pavlovian training sure pays off. And as soon as I shot my first load, your entire demeanor changed. You went from a complete pussy of a man to my sweet, slutty girl. But I wasn't about to untie you. I had to make sure Lexi came out and came out for good. Plus, after months of taking you any time I wanted to, 3 weeks of not having anything, I was backed up. There were moments during that 3 weeks where I had my doubts that I'd ever get to kiss your sweet red lips. There were moments where I was afraid that I'd never feel your tongue on my body again. Moments when I feared I'd never get to breed your tight hole ever again. But that fear is what drove me. And I saved every bit of my salty semen over those 3 weeks, just waiting to give it to you. So I unloaded. I took my pent-up energy. I took my frustrations and fears and my anger. I took the desire that you helped unlock in me. And I fucked you hard. I can't believe how hard I fucked you. But after that first load, you were practically begging me. I was fulfilling your deepest, darkest desires. I was being the man you needed me to be. And after that first load, after you got a taste of what had become your favorite snack, after you saw that I meant business, in that moment, I saw you change. I saw you finally forget about the failure you'd always been. And I saw you finally let yourself be. Lexi, my Lexi, you saw our future in that moment. You saw that you didn't have to hide. You knew from the funny looks people were giving you that everyone already knew you were a slut. My slut. And then the begging began. Fuck me, daddy. Your cum. The taste. I want it. I want it on my skin. I want it in my mouth. I want it in my holes. Anywhere you want to put it, I want it. Thank you. Thank you for making me realize who I truly am. I belong to you. And it was in that moment that I knew you'd never be the same. We both knew it. You could finally give me what you promised me. After what must have felt like a lifetime, you could finally be the you that you always wanted to be. And wow, truly, just wow. Now, today, I fucking adore you. It took some work to get you to this point. You were so nervous when I told you that you were scheduled for your first lip injections. You were so nervous when I brought you to finally get the tits of my dreams. But wasn't it worth it? My proudest moment was the moment when I saw you step out of my house, confident as hell. It was the first moment where I didn't see that hesitation. It was the first moment where I knew what will people think was finally out of your head. Because you knew what they thought. You knew in that moment that you made the whole neighborhood jealous of me. And whether they thought you were a real biological woman or just my sissy turned trans goddess, it didn't matter, because any man, straight, gay, bi, whatever, any man would be proud to be seen with you. And the looks we got. Every man wanted to be me. When you caught that waiter's eyes in that fancy restaurant, I knew exactly what he was thinking. If only I could bend that bitch over. If only I could get those fucking lips around my cock. That lust, you live for it. You thrive on it. As soon as you felt him fucking you in his head, you smiled that knowing smile at me. Your king, your master, your daddy, you are all mine. And I reached underneath the table and gave you that knowing touch on your knee. And then I sealed the deal. It was the perfect night for it. I just saw how confident and happy you looked. I was so happy to see that you were finally, unapologetically, you. So, right there, in that fancy restaurant, I did my part. I got down on one knee and asked you to make me the happiest man in the world. It was magical. The way your eyes lit up, that feeling of affirmation and validation, I could just tell. I just knew that you'd say, yes. You know, it's not exactly easy as a man to confidently take a trans girl on a date. It's even harder and uncommon for a man to ask for her hand in marriage. But I just thought, fuck it. You make me happy. You make me excited to be alive. You make me so satisfied. How could I not want to spend eternity with my drop-dead, gorgeous sissy wife? My beautiful, sweet little girl. My baby. My love. my Lexi? Oh, is that a tear I see welling up in your eye? It's okay, baby girl. Daddy's got you. Your strong, loving husband has your back. Now and forever. You can be confident by that bulge you feel growing in my pants, by all that money I spent turning you into a queen, by the way I scream as I shoot 4 loads a day into your boy pussy, that daddy will always be here to cherish you. Now, wake. Turn over to your stomach and let me breed you like I'm trying to get you pregnant. My little cock-loving sissy girl.